Steve Bruno wrote an article on spirituality called The Light of the Human Race. And he says, from the beginning of the 20th century, it was heralded as an age of progress. This last century was supposed to be an age of progress. It was to have been a time in which science would overcome all obstacles that stood in the way of human flourishing, and political ideologies would replace the superstitions of religious faith. A new materialist culture would create what Christianity had promised but had failed to deliver, heaven on earth. Now looking back, we see this age of progress for the grand illusion that it was. Despite the momentous advances in culture, there was the 20th century remains a time when a great darkness fell upon the earth. One spiritual writer called the 20th century the age of victims. The number of victims of violence, of terror in the 20th century is practically impossible to bear. And his article was about St. Maximilian Kolbe. The church celebrated his feast day yesterday. He says he was a witness, his martyrdom was a witness in a time of darkness. He says he was one of those victims of the 20th century. He was killed in order to advance the Nazi cause during the Second World War. The cruelty of his final days exceeds what we might imagine to be possible. His last act, an act of love and defiance to Nazi cruelty, was to offer his own life so that another prisoner might live. Greater love no man has than to lay down his life for his friends. Well, Maximilian Kolbe laid down his life for a man he scarcely knew. And he was not granted an easy death. His sacrifice resulted in a cruel death. He was forcibly starved because he would not die fast enough for his tormentors. He was killed by a lethal injection. Let's see. So St. Maximilian Kolbe gave a testimony to light. And he boldly opposed the powers of darkness that cursed the radiance of Christ's love. Like we say, with tyranny, violence, cruelty. But the dark shadows of the 20th century still haunt us. They're still hanging around. Like someone who woke up 70 years after the death of Hitler might think that Hitler won the war. Because it's, to a large degree, his philosophy that reigns. Stem cell research, abortion, are all part of that philosophy of expediency and convenience. But today the church gives us Mary as a light. Like, all generations will call her blessed. Okay? Long after Stalin and Lenin are dead and buried and communism is a footnote in history, all generations will continue to call her blessed. Mary's translation to heaven means that religion has an everlasting place in our lives. It's not about convenience. One theologian commenting on Mary's assumption says, where light is lit for anyone, light is lit for everyone. Okay? Mary's assumption into heaven shows us the final destiny of every human person. Intended by God, we're all created to be taken up into heaven. The destiny of the body is the resurrection. The destiny of the soul is the beatific vision. Even amid the trendy theologians who would like to dumb down the resurrection, just to say that the spirit of Jesus lives in his followers, like the Dead Poets Society gathered to read Edgar Allan Poe. Well, if that was what we mean by the resurrection, then it's all a charade. the resurrection is, like we say, it's an everlasting gift, and that's our destiny, to live forever in heaven with God. For Mary, we say it was Mary's Easter to be taken up into heaven. Her assumption is Mary's Easter. For Mary, it was always Easter in her soul. From her conception to her assumption, it was always Easter, because she was always full of grace. And at her death, full of grace became full of glory. Like we say, for us, we kind of have the flat tire syndrome. We're not fully inflated. We're underinflated. But Mary was fully inflated with God's grace, fully alive with his life. And Mary's Easter, Mary's assumption, reinforces and strengthens our faith in the resurrection of Christ. And so today's feast reminds us of, like we say, that final destiny, that our minds and hearts are set on eternity, not on time. Okay, so Mary continues to be a light in the midst of darkness. So we pray that Mary's Easter will be a hope to a culture of death, will bring hope and light to a culture steeped in death. Okay, that her life and the life of a Maximilian Kolbe can bring hope and light even to those who see no hope. Our prayer is that the intercession of Mary assumed into heaven will give us the virtue of hope.